Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump had a simple message today at a massive rally in Ahmedabad, India.
America loves India. America respects India. And America will always be faithful and loyal friends to the Indian people.
The president spoke in front of more than 100,000 people. You could hear him there. It was the world's largest cricket stadium. And he stood alongside India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, a popular but controversial figure that President Trump has embraced. Milan Vaishnav is director of the South Asia program at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Milan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
And you could hear those crowds. We know the president loves that kind of attention, but what's really drawing Trump to make this 8,000-mile trek right now?
Well, I think there are a couple of things. I think the first is that this president in the United States and Prime Minister Modi in India share a strategic convergence in terms of the potential threat that China poses, not just to the regional order in the Asia Pacific, but also to the global order around the world. And I think that's really what unites them in this unprecedented rally on Indian soil. But I think the president also has a couple of other more personal or political motivations. I mean, this is in some sense a vanity project. You'll recall that in September of last year, Prime Minister Modi spoke to a crowd of 50,000 Indian Americans in Houston, Texas. And I think President Trump took one look at that and said, you know, I want one of those too.
And he got it.
And he surely did. And it was twice as big. But the second thing is actually domestic politics here in the United States. He feels that by standing shoulder to shoulder with Prime Minister Modi in India, that is going to allow him and the Republican Party to win over Indian American votes, which have traditionally voted heavily Democratic come this November.
Okay, you've made a lot of great points. We're going to tick through a couple of them, starting with China. I want to play some more sound from the rally. Here is President Trump drawing a contrast between India and another country.
There is all the difference in the world between a nation that seeks power through coercion, intimidation, and aggression, and a nation that rises by setting its people free and unleashing them to chase their dreams. And that is India.
Is the unspoken country there that he's comparing to India a reference to China?
There's no question about that, Peter. One of the typically unspoken assumptions about this kind of budding U.S.-India partnership is that the U.S. really sees India as a potential balancer or hedge against a rising, aggressive, and expansionist China. Now, Indians also sometimes talk about China in the same way, although given that they share a 2,500-mile border, aren't as explicit about the Chinese threat, but that's sort of implicit in what has, in the world of geopolitics, really brought India and the United States together.
You also mentioned this idea that President Trump may be actually making a play at the Indian-American vote in this country. Why? Is it that powerful of a voting bloc?
Well, one thing we know about Indian Americans is that they are far above the median when it comes to education and when it comes to household wealth. They're literally off the charts. And that also means they're much more likely to vote. Now, historically, Indian Americans, who make up around 1% of the U.S. population, have voted overwhelmingly Democratic. However, Donald Trump thinks that he can win over some of those voters who care deeply about what's happening in India, and they want to see greater ties and bonds of friendship between the U.S. and India. I happen to think this quest is fundamentally misguided. Even if they were to switch sides, most Indian Americans are actually geographically clustered in blue states, so it probably wouldn't have much of an impact in the aggregate.
One of the other big issues hanging over this trip to India, of course, is the background of Prime Minister Modi. In fact, there were clashes over the weekend over that controversial new law that he supports, offering citizenship to certain immigrants who are not Muslim. Modi, of course, has also been blamed for anti-Muslim violence in the past. He is a Hindu nationalist. What do you make of the president embracing Modi?
Well, I think the president has a well-known penchant for strong leaders who may not feel as constrained as traditional leaders when it comes to the checks and balances of democratic governance. And Modi fits many of those characteristics. And I think, you know, from the prime minister's perspective, what Trump's visit does, in a sense, is gives him very valuable diplomatic air cover for controversial decisions he's taking at home that demonstrate a kind of pro-Hindu, sometimes an anti-Muslim bias, that has received condemnation from a number of diplomatic quarters. But when you see the president and the prime minister sharing a stage and Trump heaping praise on Modi, that's obviously going to send a signal to the world that, you know, despite whatever's happening at home, the United States actually believes and backs Modi in a big way.
That's Milan Vaishnav, director of the South Asia program at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Milan, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks, Peter.